A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah, earn your bread there, and prophesy there, but never again prophesy in Bethel. For it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom." Then Amos answered Amaziah, "I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.'" The word of the Lord.
Let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Mercy and faithfulness have met, justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and justice look down from heaven. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Before the foundation of the world, God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. God destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of God's will. This is for the praise of his glorious grace that God freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and insight. God has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purposes of God, who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who are the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed on him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Jesus went about to the various villages and taught them. He then brought together the 12. He sent them out 2 by 2. And he gave them authority over unclean spirits. He said to them, take nothing for your journey except a walking stick. Take no bread, no suitcase, no money. You are to wear sandals, and you are to take only one tunic. When you enter a place, stay there. If the people of that place refuse to welcome you or refuse to listen to the word you speak, then shake the dust off your feet as a warning to them. So the disciples went forth. They preached a gospel of repentance. They drove out many unclean spirits, and they anointed with oil those who were sick. And they were cured. The Gospel of the Lord. More powerful than logic, more powerful than reason, are metaphors. Images that we carry within ourselves, and especially images that explain the mystery of life. Jesus uses one such metaphor in the gospel reading today. It is the metaphor of the journey. Life is a journey. The Christian vocation is the call to make that journey. The Second Vatican Council says we are a pilgrim people. We are on the way. There are at least two things we learn about that journey in the gospel reading today. The first is that we are called, we are sent, and we are empowered. We are called and sent forth in baptism, and we are empowered by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And our job is to proclaim the reign of God by word and by action. The second thing we learn is that we are to make that journey with as little baggage as possible. We are to do that journey simply. We are to shed everything that we do not need. We are not to allow anything to compromise our attention to what is our vocation or our job. We are not to allow ourselves to stumble on that journey. That journey is made in community. Jesus sends his disciples out, not alone, but at least two by two, at least a community of two. Every single one of us is on that journey, and every single one of us is called by that fundamental Christian vocation. Every single one of us finds his or her way to live that out. What the gospel says is we are to be convinced that we are called and sent and empowered, and whichever way we are called to live that out, we are to live that out in a simple, uncomplicated fashion so that we never lose sight of the purpose of life. This morning we have the opportunity to celebrate with Sister Lucy, who for the past 50 years has lived that journey as a vowed religious. The past 50 years has recognized that she has been called, she has been sent, and she has been empowered. And for the past 50 years, she has been encouraged by the gospel to not allow anything to pull her eyes away from the goal and the purpose of a baptismal life. Well, you and I are asked today to join with her as she renews those vows that she took 50 years ago, those vows as a religious sister. Please, sister.
I thank you, and it's very humbling to hear those powerful words. And I do receive them in my heart, and I'm grateful for the great mission that you participate in this great community. So I prepared my vows today, and I want to begin to express that by saying, we are all the beloved of God. As a sister of St. Joseph of the Third Order of St. Francis, I am the beloved of God. I am called to live in light and love, in union with a great God, and with each person, and with all of creation. I will strive to do this by listening to that soft voice of God in my life, by growing in compassion, kindness, and forgiveness, by sharing my giftedness, by becoming the woman that God calls me to be. I promise to continue to love and to support and to show gratitude to the women of my congregation and to the men and women who partner with me on my life's journey, and to restore our world to the God-given purpose for which we are all created.
I would invite you now to stand, and that we might together pray a blessing over Sister Lucy as a sign that we walk that journey with her and that she walks that journey with us. And I would ask that you please raise your right hand as we pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord turn his face toward you May the Lord let his countenance shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations, sister. God bless you. God bless you. We turn to the Lord God and we pray.
For the church that we bring forth.